And a good Wednesday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and joined here today by USD 383 Manhattan Ogden School officials. We got Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade to my right. Good morning.
Morning, Brandon.
And Katrina Lewison to my left, a school board member. Thank you for being here.
Hello.
It's good to have you both in here. Back to the grind here. The school resumed on Monday. Everybody getting back into the swing of things here.
I was delighted to send my kids back to school.
back at it. I know everybody needed, you know, it was a much needed break for a lot of different people. Gave our maintenance facilities crews time to go in and get things cleaned up in the schools. You know, all the little projects that they wanted to hold off until they had a decent amount of time to be able to get those done. So they got in, and you know, hated to hear Dave. I don't mind the precipitation. I don't mind the snow and the rain. But when Dave starts talking about freezing rain on Friday, it's like, well, we'll have to go work on that forecast.
You know, there's only so many things that I really have control over.
Oh, Dave.
I don't do the predicting. I'm not a prognosticator. I am a communicator of information that is given to me.
So don't shoot the messenger.
Thank you very much.
Hope
we don't have enough replacements
for
me around
too.
Here. Yeah.
Thank
you. You should know how that works.
Yes, I do.
We do our best, though, to stay on top of the forecast, and I know that our administrators do a really good job of assessing the situation.
That was a nice segue. If we have a minute, I might just talk about that. That is something we pay close attention to, is the weather conditions that we have a group of people to get out, drive the roads, check the forecasts, watch the conditions compared to what has been forecast versus what's actually playing out in locations. We need to make a decision by 4:30 in the morning about whether or not we're going to have school. People like that information the night before, if at all possible. I always say, don't hold your breath for that to occur, because things change overnight. But that, you know, we need a decision by 4:30, because bus drivers are coming in, the food service, the child nutrition people are coming in. I know families need to be able to make decisions about what they're going to do on their day. Another factor we've talked about every year since I've been here is whether or not to have late starts and early dismissals. We do not do that in USD 383 for a number of reasons. One of them being, we don't like to have late starts and then have the possibility of coming back later and saying, now school is closed. That really wreaks havoc on plans for families. So if it's 4:30, near 4:30 in the morning, we've checked the conditions, all those things I mentioned earlier, and we're not comfortable that we can have a full day of school to be on the safe side, then school will be called off that day. So, and we've got, you know, media, we've got our website, we've got lots of places we get that information out. So anyway, that was a nice opportunity to talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, and as a parent, I know that it is frustrating, because you go, oh gosh, now I have to make plans. But sometimes I think it's confusing for people, because they go out and they say, well, the main roads are clear. But we have to remember that our school buses don't just drive on the main roads. It's all of those side roads that might not be cleared yet. And safety is paramount for our bus drivers to get our kids to school safely, and for anybody who's transporting kids to school.
That's
on their
true.
Own.
There's the county roads. There's the city streets. There's the parking lots of sidewalks, all of those needing to be cleared, that just a lot of different factors to come into play with it.
And I know, living in Kansas, there's times when, you know, it's beautiful when the school day starts, and then maybe by noon a snowstorm can hit or an ice storm can hit, and releasing early may not be the best option.
No, that's true. And we've got, well, everybody knows, we've got the hills in Manhattan, we've got cul-de-sacs, we've got some streets that are difficult for the buses to get up and down, and then we do have, I believe it's 15 bad weather sites where, you know, get your children to those sites and the buses will pick you up there because we can't go down that certain street, things like that, and the people on those routes know about it. But it is, you know, and we always want people to know, if you are not comfortable, the families know the conditions in their neighborhood, they know the health issues their children might have, they know those factors much better than I do. So if somebody is not comfortable sending their child to school on a day when we're having school, we respect that right for them to make that decision. The flip side is, I know it's also hard that if people are planning on the school as providing a place for their child to go and we cancel school that day, that can create a hardship for them. And that's where just, again, encourage people to make plans ahead of time about what they're going to do if we have school called off. And, you know, one more thing is just hats, gloves, coats, appropriate boots when there's snow. Those kind of things really make a difference for helping the kids stay healthy and safe.
Well, I know the one thing that happened in my family over the break was we all got sick. And, you know, you don't want kids coming to school if they're sick.
No. No, that's – okay, that kind of segues to the immunization conversation we've been having. And I don't know the current number, but you know, we did put into place, the board voted on, which I recommended, that we have immunization requirements that have to be fulfilled before – and if students – are not fully immunized or in the process of it, that they would be excluded from school. And our nurses really worked hard to provide clinics, transportation, information, anything they could do to get the kids immunized. And the last number I heard was in the 20s in terms of students that were not fully immunized. And that's a drastic reduction from where it was a month or two ago. So I don't know what the current number is, but last I heard, I think it was 23, and that was last week.
Yeah, that's, and I just want to give a shout out to our school nurses because they do a lot of tracking of these immunizations. Mm-hmm. And it's of utmost importance that we have all kids immunized.
Okay. Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you don't want people spreading that. That's the biggest thing.
And is it? And it's a controversial issue. We know that. And that's, going back to the board and decisions the board makes are difficult at times. And while we don't want to mandate all kinds of things, we don't have to. But when there's a good reason, and there is in this case, for the safety of all of the and the health of all the students and others coming in our schools, it was just a stance that needed to be taken. And I know other places are doing it. Some states are requiring it statewide. Some states like Kansas are allowing the local school districts to make that decision.
Again, you have your first meeting of the new year tonight, 6:30 at the Robinson Education Center. Kind of a transition night, isn't it?
Definitely. We're going to get to honor some longtime board members of Dave Colburn and Leah Fleiter. And I'm so proud of them for serving this community for so many years.
I have a little bit of information about that. Is it just because I was curious about, you know, how long have Dave and Leah been on the board? And Dave was elected, and I'm going to read this until I get it right. Dave was elected in 2003. He served four terms. He was vice president three different times. He's been president two different times. So he's been, and we know, Dave's been on the board a long time. He's like the board historian. He knows all kinds of things.
Definitely.
All kinds of things, not just about board and school district. Leah was elected in 2011. She served two terms. She was vice president one year, and she was president one year. And, you know, again, the wealth and knowledge that she brings and expertise has, you know, just been greatly appreciated. They've both been courageous. They've both provided, you know, leadership. They've given us guidance, support. They've taken stances at times. They look at the facts. They listen. They ask questions. They have strong opinions, their beliefs, but they listen to others and to take things into consideration. And they've dealt with some difficult issues while they've been on the board. And, you know, we've got two great board members coming in, already being trained, and we're losing two from the board that have been outstanding. But they'll still be available to us. I know Dave and Leah are both individuals we can turn to and say, what do you think about this? And just saying that, thinking back just kind of like personally for me, when I interviewed for the position in the district, just the knowledge they and the other board members brought and the questions they asked, difficult questions, scenarios that they wanted to know, you know, what are you going to do with this? What are you going to do with that? And that impressed me coming in. And I remember one time with Leah coming out of an this is just one little example, but it comes to my mind now. Coming out of an executive session where the board was and I were dealing with a serious situation, and we took it very seriously. We were coming out, and there was just a little comment made, something funny, but we were laughing as we came out of the boardroom. And Leah said, you know, we need to be careful about that because other people don't know how serious we were in the boardroom. And coming out, they might get the misperception that we take these things lightly. So by laughing as we're coming out could send a wrong message. So just be cognizant of perception as well as reality.
Dr. Wade, I don't know if your crack research team has really done, you know, due diligence.
No, Dave.
And the reason I ask is I don't know that anyone has ever served longer than what Dave Colburn has.
Yeah, I don't know if they.
I know not have since either. My time in Manhattan. I don't believe anybody's been on the board for four terms.
I'm glad you've given me some time between now and tonight's board meeting. I'll put that on the top of my list.
Glad I could be of assistance.
Maybe Diane Dennison is listening, so she knows that's going to be delegated to her anyway. So
she can email me the answer at dave@1350kma.com.
There we go.
If she's listening and.
Well, and I'm glad that's what you brought up with Dave, and not maybe something else, because I said, you know, Dave is knowledgeable in so many things, and I remember this. I guess I'm getting nostalgic here, but in that when I did interview with the board and we had dinner, talked about things, Dave taught me about ghost peppers. You know, he was talking about the hottest peppers there are, and he might not remember this, but he was talking about ghost peppers. And I went home and told my wife, you know, I always thought jalapenos, I thought there were these, and I said, ghost peppers. So she got me this ghost pepper cheese, and in 4 months' time, I couldn't eat that little hunk of cheese because it was so darn hot. I just have to take a little piece at a time and blend it in with food. So there's one of my memories of Dave.
Well, Dave has been just a tremendous contributor, not just to the school board, but for the community in so many ways. He's just one of the great men here in the great people here in our community.
He really is.
Yep. And I know that Dave and Leah, they're not going anywhere. And as you said, Dr. Wade, we'll still be able to call on them. They've been very good mentors to the new board members from the past three years of myself and Carla Hagemeister and Jardine Coleman. And I'm so excited that they're going to have a little bit of free time. And I'm sure that those two, knowing them, they're going to put it to good use in other ways in this community.
Oh, yes.
Very good. We'll take a break, come back with more In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.